Hi, can you please state your name and today's date?
Hi, I'm Caitlin Doherty, and it is September 20th, 2020, and it is currently 12 p.m.
Do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
Yes, I do give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project.
So, when was the first time you were aware COVID existed?
So I remember just seeing the news reports about Wuhan and China and their whole situation, because I'm a very avid news reader, so I definitely kept up with that. And then in terms of, like, the United States, I remember hearing of a few isolated cases here and there, and then actually pretty quickly into it entering the United States, I had a case, 10 minutes from me at the hospital near us. We were one of the first places in the state of Illinois to get a case. So my community was made aware of it pretty quickly once it entered the United States.
Do you remember around what time of the year that was?
It was probably the very beginning of March when that happened.
Do you remember how you reacted to school shutting down or when it shut down and what your thoughts were?
I remember, so the weeks leading up to, like, my school being shut down, I think 2 weeks prior, a private school near us got shut down. And so for us, it just felt like a matter of time until we got shut down. My school is one of those schools where they do not shut down ever unless they are given, like, a very valid reason, like snow days, cold days, anything of the sort. My school is very stingy on their shutdown policies. So I remember even the day before, like, more and more schools were getting shut down. And then my school specifically, we got shut down on Friday, March 13th, which I remember very clearly. We got told the news that we were shutting down third period. So we were all just sitting in class, and then an announcement got put onto the speaker saying that we would be closing a week early before spring break. And then we would have an additional week possibly after, but that was never confirmed. It was at that moment just a week extra of spring break for the most part. And I remember us being super excited. It was kind of terrible because we were in such an awful situation, but to us it literally just felt like, oh, well, COVID's probably just like a little case of the flu, you know, where it'll be fine in a week or two and then we'll just be back to normal. So, I mean, it really was just a longer break to us at that point.
Did you have a moment when you realized that your school wasn't going to reopen, and how did you react to that?
Honestly, from the beginning, I did have a hunch that we were probably not going to be going back after we had an additional week after spring break added. But my school didn't say that we were going to be shut down for the entire year right away. What they did was that they kept extending it, like, every 2 weeks, and so they'd be like, well, we'll reassess the situation in 2 weeks from now, and so now we're just going to say 2 weeks at a time. And then I remember probably at the beginning of April, they said, May 1st. We are planning to be back on May 1st, which was also decision day. So that was something that us as seniors were, like, really looking forward to. And I think because they said we were coming back on, like, such an important day and an exciting day, a lot of us really clung to that hope, even though it really wasn't feasible at the time. So I think on May 1st, when we did not return, that's when we all for sure knew that there would be no way that we would come back. But my school never, honestly, up until the very end, never really said that we were going to be gone for the whole year. It was just like a push-off thing, so we held on hope for a long time.
A lot of senior traditions take place in the second semester of senior year. And I know that as your school is online the second semester, for the majority of it, did you, like, integrate these online, or how did you do these?
My school tried to do a few things here and there. I remember for, like, decision day, they had us submit things like wearing our shirts and just showing off, like, where we were going. But other than that, our school really didn't do much. Personally, I kind of met up with a few friends on decision day, socially distanced, of course, and whatnot, but that was a really nice thing to be able to see each other, to be able to celebrate our college decisions. Other than that, though, my school truly didn't have that many traditions. Decision day was kind of the really, really big one at my school. So that got a little skewed, but I was still able to spend it with my friends. Another one was Senior Ditch Day.
Yeah.
Which we normally have. So that was kind of a big bummer to not be able to do that, because that was always something that I was super excited just to do. We live pretty close to a Six Flags amusement park, and so on Ditch Day, a lot of the kids would just go on up to Six Flags and spend the day, like, at the amusement park.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a bummer that that couldn't happen, even though I guess every day became Ditch Day with online school, but it was still a bummer.
Did you see your friends frequently throughout lockdown? If so, what precautions did you take, if you took any at all?
I really did not see many of my friends throughout the entirety of quarantine. I saw two of my closest girlfriends every now and then, probably once every 2 weeks. And what we'd do is we would go into a parking lot with our cars, and we'd each sit in our individual trunks. We'd probably be like 10, 15 feet away from each other. And we would just talk. We would talk for a few hours, and then that was kind of my interaction. When it got closer to, like, mid-May, kind of the beginning of June even, that's when I started to see people, like, a little bit more frequently. That's when I got to see a lot of my friends that I just hadn't seen during lockdown. But, yeah, I really did not have that much social interaction during the whole thing.
How did you deal with the isolation that comes with being in quarantine from COVID?
Honestly, it was kind of a big bummer, but I didn't have a huge problem with it. It was more because, like, I have this thing with, like, it's like the fear of missing out.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I didn't really have that in quarantine because there wasn't anything I was missing out of because everyone was just in lockdown. Yeah. So it wasn't that bad for me. The only thing was just being, like, stuck with my family. Like, definitely went a little crazy there. But it truly wasn't the worst thing ever. I think it would have been much worse if it was, like, just me in lockdown.
Yeah. Did your school do a graduation? Did you have any closure with high school in that sense?
So my school, we did a virtual graduation, but we did it in, like, a kind of, like, a hybrid version, I would say. So basically, over the course of 2 weeks, they had each of us actually come into school, and they would film us walking across our, like, auditorium stage in our cap and gown, all dressed up, and then they would take, like, some professional photos of us for graduation. And then on actual graduation day, what they did is they played back all of that footage of us walking across the stage and all of that, which was really fun. I think, honestly, they did a really good job for the situation that we were in, because I had a class of about 600 to 800 kids.
Yeah.
So a socially distanced graduation was just not plausible for us.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just too big for it. So they did a really nice job, and then we actually got to see each of us walking across the stage, even if it was just recorded.
Yeah.
We were alone at the time with no one in the stands, but it was nice. They did a good job.
Okay, and finally, your birthday was during quarantine this summer. How did you celebrate?
So my birthday is August 12th, so it was kind of the tail end of summer. We were all about to head off to college and all that. And actually, my town, we, throughout the whole COVID process, did not have that many cases at all. So I actually was able to spend the day with two of my friends. It was pretty nice. Yeah, we just hung out. It was nice. It was almost refreshing. Like, I didn't really feel like we were in COVID times for that day. But yeah, no, my town, they did a good job, like, quarantine, controlling the spread.
Yeah.
So I was able to see people, and it was nice.
Okay, well, thank you so much for allowing me to interview you.
Thank you.